Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Breaking Geek.
Hello!
I'm Nick.
And I'm Andrew.
And we're Breaking Geek! So this week on Breaking Geek.
On this week's episode of Breaking Geek.
Breaking Geek.
The geeks finally break.
I'm broke. This is actually true. Alright, let's start this meeting off with a... Arkham Knight. I showed you the trailer yesterday.
Yeah.
The final Arkham Batman game.
So they say.
Well,
why don't we look at the sales numbers and see if they don't change their mind?
Well, of course they're going to make more Batman games, but I don't know why they've stuck with the stupid Arkham subtitle. I mean, they're doing it because people are stupid and they don't get it unless it's Arkham. But
well,
Arkham Origins, Arkham Knight, it's not even hanging out in Arkham anymore.
It's all part of the same story. That's probably the difference. It's all this giant story.
But they should have just had given them all separate names, especially since Arkham City makes no fucking sense. The plot to it.
The plot.
Let's cordon off part of the city and put all the criminals in there instead of a prison, and let them do what they want.
You gotta just, man. You gotta take that leap of faith and say it does make sense.
Well, it is a video game based off a comic.
So clearly,
a guy wearing a bat suit.
So clearly, it's time to just accept whatever the video game tells you.
Exactly, which is why I was going to criticize you in a second. You didn't like Thomas Wayne's last will and testament in the trailer. But Andrew, it's just a video game based on a comic book where a guy dresses up like a bat.
I expect more from them.
I thought it
doesn't make any sense.
It makes some sense.
Your trailer shouldn't have a plot point weakness already. Let the plot point weakness show up in the game.
It's a cool way of introducing... Obviously, they have to show every single time his parents are dead.
No, they don't.
But,
they do. Because they feel obligated to show that his parents
are
dead
every
time.
I'm not saying they have to, and we want to see it. I'm saying that whoever's in charge of Batman feels they have to in every movie. I'm sure we'll see some pearls in Batman versus Superman or whatever. Batfleck pearls.
Some Batfleck.
I just don't want to see the pearls ever again.
I'm so tired of pearls. I don't know if this is something else that bothers anyone else. Just the overuse of
pearls
in the Batman universe.
Dark Knight Returns, any of them. Fucking pearls falling.
Always pearls on the ground. You know, he robbed them for that pearl necklace, and then he just breaks the necklace. Does it really make any sense? And then he runs away with the pearls just sitting on the ground.
Doesn't he steal other shit? Or he freaks out too much to take? It's like in the movie... Batman Begins, he's like, wallet, jewelry, or whatever. And so he hands him the wallet and shit. And then he's like, I want all of it! And he goes for the pearls, and that's when
he shoots.
Thomas Wayne jumps in front, and he shoots them both. Doesn't shoot the kid, though.
What an idiot.
Big mistake.
Look at the hell he brought upon Gotham.
He could have actually saved Gotham. Shot Bruce Wayne. There's no reason for the Joker to show up unless there is a Batman, etc., etc.
You superhero saved Gotham brings from one thing and damned it to another.
Well, if Joke Chill shot Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Well, then the Gotham would just be a...
Be shitty.
Yeah. At least there
the
are...
The League of Shadows would have just destroyed it.
I guess that's about it.
But after that... but then worse... Yeah, I guess it's just... Either way, it's a bad timeline for Gotham and...
Really, Gotham is hopeless, with or without Batman. With Batman, you're stuck with people like the Joker. Without Batman, you're destroyed by the League of Shadows.
That's true.
Because you're a common villainry sort of place.
Yeah, the most powerful and the worst city. The most corrupt city and the most powerful city in the DC universe.
Is it more powerful?
That's what they just say in the... They don't really even address Metropolis in the Nolan films. Just what they say
in the
movies.
Say that it's the most powerful city.
Like it's... Yeah, it's... Biggest city or something. It's like the New York of a...
Well, I'm pretty sure the headquarters of LexCorp is probably a more powerful city. Just saying.
Metropolis.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see with the new... We'll see if we even see any Gotham with the new Batfleck. Maybe he just goes to Metropolis. Maybe it's Batman goes to Metropolis.
Or maybe they just hang out in Chicago or something.
Chicago!
Cheaper that way. If they just have a real city as their backdrop.
Well, I mean, they always shoot a real city as a backdrop.
Yeah, but then they, like, change things to make them look more like whatever.
Yeah. Even, like, Spider-Man, which took place in New York, they did a CGI version of New York where they put all the buildings I like the best on one block.
Seriously?
Like, for the...
Was that which Spider-Man?
The first one. Like, for the parade and stuff, they had a bunch of buildings they put around
the one with
Times Square.
What's his face? Sam Raimi's version?
Yeah.
Okay.
Willem Dafoe and James Franco.
The always, the incomparable James Franco.
Yes. The greatest person to ever live. James Franco. Oh. Made me see a Planet of the Apes movie. That's goddamn
and you liked
charisma
it,
right?
Right
there. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for the sequel.
You made me watch that Howl movie. I wouldn't
go that far with it. I saw him kiss a dude in Milk, though.
That's a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Was it really him that drew to you, or was it that Sean Penn?
What about Sean Penn?
Are you a Sean Penn fan?
Not really, no.
Really? What's wrong with Sean Penn?
Are you a Sean Penn fan?
What's not to like?
He's one of those silly actors who, like, pretends he's making a difference. Well, he is making a difference, but then, I don't know.
I mean, outside of acting, he might be a little full of himself, but, I mean, he puts up some good stuff.
What has Sean Penn done? I can't even think. There's a one where he's on death row. I can't remember the name of that movie.
That one with,
that one's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Dead Man Walking?
Dead Man Walking.
Something like that. That's a good movie, though.
Yeah, what else? Like, he's in Walter Mitty. You saw Walter Mitty, right?
Yeah, I did see Walter
Mitty.
He's the
guy
in the
photo.
Yeah,
he's that tiny,
small. He's the one who beckons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
It is a good movie. But I mean, like, what movie has Sean Penn starred in? I'm trying to think of, like, a big...
Milk,
yeah, obviously.
That's probably
good movie.
That's gotta be his best.
Yeah, Academy Award nominated.
He's in that Clint Eastwood directed movie with Mystic River. He's in that one,
I really want to see that. I've never seen
it. You never seen that movie?
It looks intense.
Oh, come on, man.
I didn't know it was Clint East.
Yeah, that's one of his.
Clint Eastwood's. Let me think of something. He's actually excellent in Gangster Squad, so I agree with you. Sean Penn is the fucking man.
So just based on that one movie.
Well, Gangster Squad, he plays the real life gangster or whatever. I don't know his name, like Mickey or something.
We'll watch it sometime.
I have it. It's awesome. Also got Emma Stone in it, and Josh Brolin, and the incomparable Ryan Gosling.
Now there's a man we can all agree on, the greatness of Ryan.
Ryan Gosling and Benedict Cumberbatch are unarguable.
I don't know if I'd put them on the same level.
Yeah, obviously Benedict's higher than Gosling.
No.
As far as acting ability.
I would like to see Benedict Cumberbatch say three lines in a movie as the greatest character ever.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It seems that every Gosling movie is just like, he'll be the strong, silent type. Even like Gangster Squad.
Well, just...
In Gangster Squad, he always has a fresh cigarette in his hand.
He's not the strong, silent type in The Notebook, but he's still great.
What about that one, Blue Valentine or something?
He's not the strong silent type in that one either.
That one's depressing as shit, right?
Have you seen that movie?
No, I never heard. It's one of the most depressing movies ever.
Oh, well, it's crushing, yeah.
Soul crushing, gut wrenching.
Yeah, he's great in that movie as well, though. And he, like, makes himself, like, look horrible. Like, he looks gross.
He's an actor.
Yeah. He brings it.
So is Benedict. Benedict's all over the fucking place.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying
Taylor.
Benedict's not good. I'm just saying he's no Gosling. Okay?
He's a British Gosling.
Look at how many roles Gosling has played. Gosling has played more roles than Benedict has.
He's like in every Oscar-nominated movie, like a tiny role. Like if you watch any Oscar-nominated movie, he'll be like, and Benedict Cumberbatch
as the dragon.
Like 12. Like, what? Well, that too, but like. He's in 12 Years a Slave, which I haven't seen.
He's in that?
He is. It's like he's the last person they announced. Like I said, and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Hmm.
And they're just a shot of him sitting in a chair or some shit. Key and Peele, again, which I've been watching. We discussed it before. They have a skit where it's the East and the West football players like naming themselves like before the bowl where it's like
the East and the West?
Or it's like they'll be like my name's Ryan Johnson, Harvard University, like naming school.
Right.
And like they get more and more ridiculous. Like one of them is like jackhammer noise. So he just opens his mouth and it's like, this is jackhammer noise, the bomb. Cause they're making fun of the ridiculous names that they've
football players have. Yeah. And, or like Meta World Peace has.
Yeah. I did not get that sketch until you explained to me.
Meta World Peace, also known as Ron Artest.
He gets it though. He gets it. He gets it more than Ocho Cinco that he's a joke, because that's why he's in those skits. Ocho Cinco was just, I'm Ocho Cinco.
I think Ocho Cinco
changed
his name back.
Yeah, Chad Johnson.
Right? I don't know why, like, the government even allows us to do that.
Why not?
Why?
Homer changes into Max Power for an episode.
We're like, yes, it's okay then.
Simpsons did it. It's absolutely okay. But anyway, and that, they're doing all their weird names, and then one of the guys is just like, Benedict Cumberbatch. I think one guy's
that
even
show
named...
That show makes the weirdest references. Yeah,
one guy I think's named Harvard University, and he like names some community college. It's funny. That's what I'm saying. Like, Cumberbatch gets around. I was shocked to hear his name mentioned on that show. Especially since it was the past season. So I guess it would have been around Star Trek time.
Hmm.
Makes a mean dragon, though, too.
I still haven't seen him the second Hobbit, so... Haven't seen him as the dragon.
He's a good dragon.
I've seen the footage of him acting in just the suit, though.
I haven't.
It's pretty funny.
Is he really crawling
he's
around?
He's just crawling around on
that's
the ground.
I heard an interview where he talked about that, but I haven't actually seen footage of him. Yeah, they spend a good chunk of time with the dragon in that movie. He's pretty awesome.
Well.
It's like an extended action scene.
Nice.
I'm sure there'll be an extended action scene on the...
On the Blu-ray.
Extended edition, yeah. Blu-ray, which makes The Hobbit like 10 hours long by the time you put all of them together.
It's
longer than Lord of the Rings. I own the first one extended, so there you go.
You own the first Hobbit extended?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched the extended
version. Well, it's not going to be the real extended, because that won't come out until the
trilogy.
The trilogy comes out with the extended.
I have a Lord of the Rings. I've never watched it, but I have a Lord of the Rings extended trilogy on Blu-ray.
Man, you gotta watch that.
It's gotta be too. It's like, yeah, I have to commit myself to like a week.
I don't know. That first movie, the extended edition, is so good.
I haven't seen the extended of any of them.
Of any of them?
Mm-mm. First one's already so good. First one's the best of all the Lord of the Rings movies.
That's true.
And Temple of Doom. Two Towers, right?
Yeah, that's the second one.
That one...
It's convenient because it has two in the name.
Yeah, but I was like, no, that's the name of what they had in New York. That's Twin Towers.
Right.
Two Towers.
The Two Towers.
It had the excellent fight scene. Otherwise, it wasn't that... And excellent Golem work. Golem really steals that movie. And I don't know. I wasn't a fan really at all of Return of the King.
You were probably just Lord of the Rings out.
It. Yeah.
Probably about that.
Even though that's the one that won the Academy Award. Only
for Best Picture?
Yes. Only because they didn't give it to him the other two times.
They were like, we should
that's
probably
not
get
the
around.
Best of the three.
We should probably get around to giving him that. Well, it probably just was a weaker field that year.
Yeah.
Probably what really happened.
What was it going up against? It wasn't supposed to win. It was the underdog. Up against like Brokeback Mountain, I think was different. It was a movie like that where it was like, oh, that's gonna win, and then like it won like 11 Oscars or something.
Well, didn't like, they all
sound
win
design?
They all won a lot of Oscars. It's
yeah,
just that one won Best Picture. So, but they all won a bunch of Oscars.
I bet it won Best Adapted Screenplay too. I don't remember.
Is that a separate character? Character is that a separate category
there's,
than just regular screenplay?
There's original screenplay and adapted screenplay.
Hmm. I guess
that way they aren't like yes, you shouldn't put them in the same category. One guy's making up shit, another guy's had to take something.
Well, which
and
one's
change it?
Which one's easier or harder?
Because
like
I
the
think
problem with adapting a screenplay is you're going to
piss off people.
Your people are going to be disappointed no matter what you do.
That's what I learned in a screenwriting class that no one gets in the real world because people want to see the book on the big screen. So you have to. You don't want to film a book. You want to make a movie. So you have to change shit so that it works in the movie form. That was the problem with the first two Harry Potters, and why the third Harry Potter improved quite a bit.
They started making movies.
They started, like, kind of didn't show you every fucking semester
yeah.
and every holiday. And the first two they did, but the third one it was more. It felt like a movie. And then I think I saw the fourth one, it wasn't bad. I think it's all the Harry Potters I saw. I saw half, that means. Because I didn't see 5, 6, or 7, 1, and 7, 2.
7 and 7. I think they ended up being pretty good.
I always heard that What's-His-Face's death.
Spoiler alert!
Was a...
What's-His-Face's... The one that heard us. What's-His-Face?
You know the...
You know the one! The one who
wizard!
Died! Talking about Dumbledore?
Yeah.
His death was so underdone.
It was great in the book, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any good one always says it was
yeah,
underdone.
I'm always bitching about the underdone movie
I mean,
version.
That should be like one of the most epic deaths
right.
in
that
cinema.
Be, yes,
it be.
Should. And it was just...
Should be like Darth Vader dying.
Like they all just point their wands to the sky after he dies, and it's like,
they shoot
oh,
off rockets.
They just have like little light beams. I don't know. They're,
almost
it's,
like flares.
It's magic. Yeah, basically.
I'm watching a show called Attack on Titan, which is a anime show, and it's kind of like it is set in the past, but like they have flare guns and some
Yeah.
These devices, something like web sling, basically. But, yeah, there's a scene where they're out. So they go outside the walls, because the show is about these giant creatures called Titans just eat humans. And that's all they do, they exist to eat humans. So when they're out on the mission, they use a little flare guns to show if there's different colors to, like, mean, on the left flank there's a Titan. Because, like, they're, like, on horses in different flanks. And also, the Godzilla trailer makes really good use of
flares. Yeah.
Those red flares. And there were even a teaser in the second trailer where people are skydiving. Ooh, that trailer gives me the chills. I'm actually looking forward to
Godzilla movie.
More than Spider-Man, even. I'm really looking forward to Godzilla. Not more than Captain America or Guardians of the Galaxy, but more than Spider-Man.
Is that all this summer? Or?
Yeah. Well, Captain America's April.
So that's, like, soon.
It's basically... It's an early, early summer release. Basically, the weekend the Fast Five came out, which is the first movie to kind of start summer in
March.
April.
April?
Oh, yeah, it's March. Captain America's super close.
It's about a month away now.
Oh, good God.
Guardians of the Galaxy is this summer?
It's August. It's end of the summer.
Okay.
It's basically the last movie of the summer, I think. Like Inglourious Basterds was one year.
I don't know why it matters what season things come out in.
People just go out during this. I mean,
seems to me big movies come out all the time.
It's kind of, yeah, it doesn't matter these days. Because, yeah, February, you have one of the biggest openings of the... Maybe, probably one of the biggest movies of the year. Lego Movie came out in February.
Yeah.
It's on track to be fucking huge.
February, the least...
January, Taken was huge, the first Taken.
Yeah.
So was Paul Blart Mall Cop. Those were like two surprise hits that same January.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Paul Blart didn't get a sequel then.
No, he didn't. Liam Neeson joked himself nonstop as Taken 5. He joked that on like Charlie Rose or something.
Is Paul Blart what blew him up? Made him huge?
I think so.
Because obviously like he had King of Queens.
Yeah, but...
Which is what gave him the first movie role, certainly.
And then, of course, they needed him in Grown Ups because they needed a fat, funny guy since their actual fat, funny friend from that time period was dead. Rest in peace, Chris Farley. The rest of them were all SNL friends. We're like, we need a funny fat guy. Adam Sandler's worked with him before.
Wait,
it was Chuck and Larry
yeah,
before?
Yeah, that was way
that
was
before.
Chuck and Larry was way
so
before
he was already
that.
A movie actor.
Huh. Well, I feel like Chuck and Larry.
And then he's in
that
Grown Ups.
That could have been a big movie.
There was that Vince Vaughn movie he was in. Him and Vince Vaughn are the two stars.
Yeah.
I don't even know
where he's
called.
Like sees Vince Vaughn sees him his wife cheating on him or something.
Is that
I watched
about?
It.
I just remember the poster.
I seen that movie.
I saw the billboard over Universal Studios. I saw the billboard.
Apparently, I've seen a lot more movies with Kevin James in it than I thought.
I'm sorry.
I don't have a problem with him.
I'm apologizing on behalf of Kevin James.
They're fine.
Have you seen Grown Ups?
No, I haven't.
What about Grown Ups?
No, I haven't seen that. I'll just skip the first Grown Ups. Grown Ups 2 looks amazing.
Grown Ups 2 has Shaq in it.
Really? Yeah. Now I'm tempted.
I think that's Shaq. I hope I'm not racist. That's Shaq.
I have no idea. I don't remember the preview for that movie at all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The Michael definitely picked that up. Ooh.
Okay.
Waving the script around.
Why do you hate Kevin James?
He's not funny. I don't hate him. I just don't go to Kevin James movies.
Yeah, but what Kevin James
I don't really
movie?
Hate anyone anymore. It's not like when I was in high school and I hated Daniel Radcliffe. I
no
don't
reason.
Care. Like, I don't hate him. I just don't like him.
What movie have you seen Kevin James in that you were like, he's not funny? What movie?
Chuck and Larry, which is one of the only Kevin James movies I've seen. I thought that movie was... Pretty bad.
It was a pretty stupid movie.
I think that's one of the only ones I've seen him in. I never watched King of Queens, because that show gets criticized so much by comedians I like, as being one of the worst sitcoms. But wasn't Patton Oswalt on that?
Yeah, he was. And so
he's gone on to criticize
so
the hell out of that show.
Jerry Seinfeld's dad, right?
That's
George's dad
is Ben Stiller's father.
Thank you. That's I'm
Jerry
okay.
Stiller.
Sorry. Thank you. Jerry Stiller.
I've been watching Seinfeld and this last few weeks.
Okay. Jerry Stiller is also in that show.
That's right.
Patton Oswalt and Jerry Stiller.
Yeah,
I don't know
but
why
then
you're hating on King
Kevin James.
See, but that's
and his hot wife. I don't know who she is.
She's in Old School as well.
Yeah, she is. Old School's excellent movie.
So you're
no
so
Kevin
you tell
James
me,
though.
You tell me. What's so wild about King of Queens when all of those great stars are in that show? I used to watch reruns.
Wasn't funny.
But you say you haven't watched it. You don't even know.
I've seen a few episodes.
I haven't.
It's like always in reruns on back in the WB back in the day.
Yeah, I used to definitely watch that show on reruns. I never really, really watched it.
But. Whereas I like watched MASH on reruns. Oh, I'm so much better.
Even in high school, I had real taste when it came to my rerun watching time.
Oh, Alan Alda.
You used to watch...
Buffy, too.
Yeah,
it was
like
on.
The craziest shows on reruns that I just got into.
The show that Kirk Cameron got started on, that family show. It's not called Family Matters. That's the Urkel show. Growing Pains, I think?
Kirk Cameron?
He got his start
Who's
as...
Kirk Cameron?
Kirk Cameron, isn't he the religious fella? Yeah, he's the religious
guy.
Yeah,
that's Growing Pains.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's got,
The dad is...
You know who else is in that show?
Who?
The always famous guy. I can't think of his name.
The always famous guy.
He's incredibly famous. He's in Django Unchained. And Inception.
Leonardo DiCaprio was not on that show.
Growing Pains. Leonardo DiCaprio was on Growing Pains.
Bullshit.
I'm totally dead serious.
Oh. Well, fact check that later. Are you serious?
There's no fact checking needed.
Well,
I'm
used to hate him when I was younger. When I hated people. I was like, him and Brad Pitt when I was young enough. Because I'm like, they're just pretty boys. They're not real actors. And then I saw Fight Club. And everything changed.
Yeah, well, that's because Brad Pitt used to be in horrible movies. And then Fight Club happened, and then he started making...
Well, he's in some good movies older than that, too. Just wouldn't have been movies we would have watched as...
Like what? Was Seven before that? No, Seven's after
Seven
that.
Was before Fight Club.
Really?
But even, like, he was, like, one of Robert Redford, like, River Runs Through It or something, and he's in...
But he's also in, like...
Thelma and Louise was, like,
his
first
role. Did
you see Meet
Joe Black?
No, that movie looked awful.
Yeah, well, it's not good. I was like, oh, Brad Pitt, I'll watch it. And then I was like, oh, this is why people didn't like Brad Pitt before Fight Club. Because
Troy
it's
is what I think of. That's the movie I always thought of, where I'm like, ugh.
That movie's like universally panned, right?
I guess. I think so. But right now it's like at Best Buy, it's on. We have like a Corrugate where we have all these movies related to 300 where you get your, buy this movie, get a $7.50 ticket to 300, two or whatever.
Cool.
And Troy's
when does that
featured.
Come out? I feel like I should
already
see
came
that
out.
Movie.
It came out this last Friday. It just came out.
I want to see that movie.
I'm not going with you other than that. I hated the first 300. We saw it together.
Yeah, we saw that movie.
It wasn't in 3D, was it?
I don't think so. It looks so good.
It definitely lends itself to 3D.
That's why I want to see it, because I think that movie would look really good.
You should see Lego Movie. I didn't even see it in 3D, but it's excellent.
I wouldn't pay to see that movie in 3D.
No, what about 2D? You wouldn't pay to see Lego Movie at all, would you?
Probably not.
Otherwise, I would go with you.
Although I love the cast, but...
There's a song... Will Arnett's Batman plays when they're in his bat flying.
The Batwing?
The Batwing. I don't know if they call it that. The Lego Bat vehicle.
That flies.
He puts a mixtape in, a tape in of his own song, and it's like, darkness, no parents. And it's Will Arnett singing it, because it's his own song. More darkness, opposite of light, no parents.
Is that movie, like, Batman-centered?
Batman's one of the main characters. Main characters are Emmett, who is Guardians of the Galaxy's Chris Pratt.
Is that really?
Elizabeth Banks.
You're going to cite him as being Guardian of the Galaxy's Chris Pratt?
Well, he's in Parks and Rec.
Is that movie that's not even out yet?
Yeah, but that's going to be his biggest... I mean, his voice actor is, like, fine. No one really... He's not famous. No one could point to him in the street. When has he been in a fucking Marvel movie? He's like,
he's
in
an Academy Award winning film. Zero
Moneyball?
Dark.
Oh.
Oh, right. And Moneyball.
Did Moneyball win? Yeah, I'm sure it won something.
I'm sure it had to win something. That
His role
great.
Is so small in Zero Dark, though. Did you ever see it?
No, I still haven't seen the movie.
He's not in most of it. He's just in the important parts where they take care of business.
Taking care of business. That movie's directed by
Catherine Bigelow? Is that her name?
No. I thought it was...
It's James Cameron's ex-wife who did Hurt Locker. Hmm. And the same writer as Hurt Locker.
Yeah. So, I guess it would make sense that she'd direct those two movies.
Yeah.
They seem... I mean, I haven't seen the second one, but...
It's funny. The movie was called The Hunt for... Originally, they were making it. It was just The Hunt for Bin Laden. And it was gonna have an unhappy ending because they never found him. And then it, while they were shooting it, Bin Laden got
we got him
got caught got
Obama went and got him.
Yeah, Obama went and got Osama.
That's right.
I used to say that he should.
Did they have to like do a complete rewrite of the whole script, or did they?
Yeah,
just,
basically, because then it became about. I don't know. Maybe it already centered on the woman who like did most of the, according to the movie, who like stuck with it and took risks and stuff that they wouldn't normally take. And,
like going into Pakistan.
Even on the on the compound, she's like, oh, we're like 90% sure, something like that.
Huh.
No, like they really relied on her expertise. But yeah, that's a pretty sweet movie. It's
long.
I should
definitely watch it sometime.
I have it. You can watch my copy.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know why I haven't watched it yet. Just so many movies.
It's a long, it's like Schindler's List. I mean, it's not that terrible, but you have to be willing to sit down for a 3-hour drama to watch it. It's more like Lincoln than maybe. You have to be willing to sit down for 3 hours and watch.
Yeah, but you're comparing it to these other movies that are incredibly
good.
They're good.
You just have to be in the right mindset to sit down for that kind of movie.
I think I'm often in that mindset. I just don't have...
I'm the opposite. I'm more in the bad grandpa mindset.
Yeah,
which I finally caught you in.
Yeah. You're always ready to watch Bad Grandpa. I'm never in that mindset.
Well, you were, though. What'd you think of Bad Grandpa? We watched it this week.
I thought it was exactly what I expected it to be.
It was funny.
It's just stupid. It's funny, though. I mean, it does exactly what it sets out to do, which, I mean, it entertained me when just, it's...
Damn straight.
That's all it needs, right? That's all it set out to do. It entertained me. It's definitely way better than anything else that group does.
You mean Jackass
yes.
1, 2, and 3?
Yes. I don't like...
and
those
the
movies,
TV show
those
and 2.5 and 3.5.
Often fail to entertain me because I'm just like...
I love it.
Why?
I love it when they hurt themselves. I don't love the shit jokes, but I love it when they hurt themselves intentionally. Or freak people out, like when they have the stroller with a fake baby in it, and
yeah.
like they just wipe out and like crush the stroller and like land on top of it. And one of my favorites is when Johnny Knoxville leaves the baby carrying thing on top of a car and starts driving away, and people flip out. They're like, "Stop!"
Yeah, so I mean, I liked it. It's so much better than those horrible movies.
Oh, and so why did you tell me about Community this week?
The Donald Glover's coming back, or according to Donald Glover.
Do you remember why he left? What was his reason for leaving in the first place?
Crazy.
I think I got all this news from you guys.
Because
like, what was it? He had a reason, right? Like, he wanted to like get in touch with himself or something.
I
always had a reason.
Because he wrote down this long note on a
Tumblr or some shit.
No, he posted it on Tumblr. He wrote it on like some legal pad from a hotel that he was staying in.
Oh,
and
he
then
probably
he like took
was
pictures
just, like,
of it and
high
then
out
he,
of his mind or something.
And then he posted it on the internets.
Damn. That's why you don't get on the interwebs when you're under the influence.
He's under the influence of having a mental breakdown is what he was under the influence
well,
of.
He's coming back at least, thank God.
Yeah. Well, though he announced that. I don't know if I haven't followed up to see if like
they'll
NBC's also
back.
Been like, yes, he is coming
maybe
back.
They didn't forgive him. They took Dan Harmon back. In fact, the episode this week, I won't spoil anything since you haven't seen it, best episode of Community since Dan Harmon left.
Is he back on it?
He's back this season, yeah. After Chevy Chase left, they took back Dan Harmon.
I didn't even finish the season where he had left yet.
I think we did. It's on DVD.
Really?
We watched all of it. It just wasn't memorable. It ends with another paintball episode that was, like, stupid. And
I don't think I watched this.
We did. Me, you, and Kaylin went through and watched that season's so forgettable.
But it was still good. I don't remember not enjoying anything.
All I know is that they, without doing paintball, they did a very, very impressive, like, big scale, lots of happening at Greendale episode this last week. With guest star Mitchell Hurwitz, who created Arrested Development.
You couldn't recognize Mitchell Hurwitz just off looking at him?
I did, yeah. I no, thought it was him until the
he's
credits.
Not even...
No, but it's funny because Dan Harmon had a tiny, like, one sentence role on season 4 of Arrested Development.
Why do you know these things?
Because I recognized him also.
How do you recognize Dan Harmon? Like, I have no
Me
idea
and Mark,
what he looks like.
My old roommate used to worship Dan Harmon.
But, alright. I just have no idea what he looks like. I also have no idea what Mitch Hurwitz looks like. I just know that they make those
it's like
two shows.
Two of the only TV writers I can tell you what they look like. I mean, obviously, besides the writer actors. But, the episode was incredible. Just to let you know, it had Ryan Posehn, and his... The guy who played his gay lover from Sarah Silverman program were in it together because Dan Harmon is one of the creators of the Sarah Silverman program.
Nice.
But she eventually got rid of him because she didn't like him. Apparently, he's very difficult to work with.
Well, sounds like it. He's getting fired from all the shows he works on. It's like, what's the common thread throughout here? Oh, it appears to be Dan Harmon getting fired is the common thread.
It had a... God, what are those two guys' names? They're usually stupid. They have the billion-dollar movie. Tim and Eric were in the episode.
Oh,
I actually enjoy them. They're pretty funny. Yeah, and then Mitch Hurwitz. It was an excellent episode. All based around an app. It's funny when we get to, it. It's
my favorite. And it was the season finale or not?
No, it's just the episode this week.
It's just the episode they always use one episode and blow all their money, and the rest of the episodes.
Bottle episodes.
Yeah. Well, we spend all our money.
Like last week's was more of a bottle episode.
Because they had to save money for this week's. And next week's will also be a bottle episode.
Yeah. You know who was in it, of course. Crisis alert!
Nice.
Crisis alert! I can't remember what that character's name is. He got his start, like, he was the first guy that Jeff Winger talks to after he gets out of the car in the first paintball episode. And he's like, what's going on? He's like, the horror!
Is that not the first time we see that character?
It's Garrett.
Is that the first time we see him?
That's the first time I remember him.
That show's like the Simpsons in its expanded list of characters that are just there for no reason.
Another show just like that is Parks and Rec. They create like their not all. That's the city's a character in Parks and Rec, just like Springfield. There's like a dozen. You meet so many people on and off. Even Sunny's kind of like that. Sunny has an extended cast of guest stars that come back and leave. And
Well, I think Sunny's less like that though.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see your point with Sonny.
They always run back to McPoyles in each season they at. Like, they always remember that the one lawyer always seems to pop up a lot, or...
Who they used to screw with, and now he just screws with them.
Yeah. He's always screwed.
No, when he first met
even the first time, it get backfired on them. He, took kitten mittens and stuff. I think the first one was kitten mittens. Or that was the one with the will.
I think it's the one with the will.
That one he screws him, too.
Yeah, but that's like, only because they're useless.
Actually, the real dad screws them. He's like, the will said something about, something about the house. And then they had proof of it on the video.
Well,
whatever. Yeah. It's an awesome show.
Extra characters are great.
I've been watching, I watched one episode of The Americans.
Been watching one episode.
I haven't. I got to my birthday. I've been watching it.
So you watched that one episode, right? And then the next day at work, like three people were like, "The Americans is a great show." I'm like, "That's weird that you just started talking."
That's because they just released it like 3 weeks ago. The DVD, and usually the DVD is released right before the season starts. So the season probably started.
Oh, so they're all watching season two and loving it.
Yeah,
probably.
I love the first episode of season one. It's a pretty great show. Great. Recommend it.
It's an hour long.
Yeah, it's an hour long FX show. One of those many shows on FX where you're like, FX knows their shit. It's like AMC. More so than HBO these days.
What's HBO doing that you have a problem with? Just because you're not seeing
Boardwalk Empire isn't very good. Actually, I haven't seen Game of Thrones. I hate True Blood. I have seen True Blood also.
Apparently Game of Thrones is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who doesn't.
Everyone loves it. Yeah. I haven't watched an episode, that to be fair. I have watched Boardwalk Empire. Didn't like it. Actually, I like The Newsroom. I've seen the first episode of that. I don't know if that's a continuing show.
Is that a Showtime? Or is it HBO?
No, that's all HBO.
It is HBO.
And then, I love their comedies. I've never seen Girls, but if Curb's coming back, I don't know if it is. But actually, there's a current season of Eastbound and Down. They either just ended or is still going, so there is a fourth season of that. Have you even made it to the second season
I haven't
yet?
Seen the second season of that.
You can buy my Blu-ray. You can watch it with me. It's excellent. Every season of that show is excellent. And then they change it up so much each time, too.
Keeping it fresh.
And the second season takes place in Mexico. They completely abandon, everything that... All the characters you knew of everything.
Because at the end of season one, he, runs away, doesn't
he?
Yeah,
he's like, off.
Yeah.
Because he can't handle it.
Because you think the character's going to have a little development, and then he just runs away.
Yeah, gets the girl.
And then he runs away. It's like, I see he hasn't grown at all in the first season.
He never grows.
Kenny.
Kenny Powers.
Kenny Powers.
Kenny goddamn Powers. I'm fucking in, you're fucking out, or something like that. Kenny Powers story.
That's right.
He's recording his memoirs.
Yeah.
It's a good show. I mean, HBO has good stuff, but FX and AMC are nailing it.
You bagged on HBO, and then we just talked about how the great shows on HBO, and you're like, oh.
They're big dramas. Like I said, two of their dramas right now, I'm just not a fan of.
True Blood and Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, the two I've seen, I don't like.
Well.
Whereas, like, FX is like, Justified, Americans, other shows. They're really good with comedies. Sunny.
Yeah, except the
League. Legit.
FX is also...
Archer.
Are those even on FX anymore, or are they over on FX?
Well, that's
FX?
Part, all part of the FX family.
Or are you going to call it all?
Well, because they do that in their little ads. They always advertise them all as FX, and at the end of the FX commercial. You know how, like, they do those on the DVD even? Where it's like, if you turn, like, what else, like, if you put in the HBO DVD, it shows you a trailer for a bunch of HBO shows, including Curb, like, all cut together.
Right.
FX does that, too, with, like, Sons of Anarchy.
With all their
channels? Yeah. And they just do that, and then the last slide is FX, and then it has a little, each, the three channels
FX
underneath it.
FX,
FXM, and FX.
Hmm.
Still don't know the rhyme or reason to what goes on what channel and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently they had too much programming for one channel, though.
They don't, though. Just enough programming for one channel. I didn't have to show reruns of old shows.
Well, I'm fine with new channels. I'm always fine with new channels, because
yeah.
I hope they make new original content. The more original content there is, you know, the more good original content there will be.
Fucking A&E is like on board with like Bates Motel or whatever. Like,
yeah,
everyone has a
script.
I would watch Bates Motel even though I haven't seen Psycho.
Yeah, that show looks really good. Netflix is always telling me to watch it.
Oh, the first season's up?
Yeah.
I saw a commercial for. I kept seeing commercial for season two at the movie theater.
It looks good.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting. Yeah, to delve into. Norman Bates and his mother.
It's
like NBC has that. I don't know if it's still on the Hannibal show or whatever.
What was it called?
It's called Hannibal.
Oh, fair enough. Well, it was on NBC, so it's probably not on anymore.
Probably not.
probably no one watched it.
I think we discussed it before. The guy last week. I think the guy who plays Hannibal's Blood Tear Man from Casino.
Good old Blood Tear Man. You know he probably has a real name.
I forgot. I used to know
Laguerre or something, right?
He's French. I used to know. I don't know what it is.
I feel like I'm close with Laguerre. I don't know, though.
Laguerre, is that his name?
Something.
Laguerre. Laguerre.
You know, Laguerre.
Hey, Gary.
Laguerre.
Laguerre. That's it. That's our next script we're going to write.
Laguerre.
Everyone, it's Laguerre.
Yep, that
it's
movie's going to be huge. It's a French film written by two Americans who can't speak French.
We could get what the artist and that director together. We can do OSS 117 Laguerre.
Arch nemesis Laguerre.
Yeah. Because last night, Kate and I watched, we actually watched the first episode of Pokemon. That's all on.
Are you serious?
It's all on Netflix.
I just saw it. It just got added recently. Yeah.
We watched the first episode.
How was it?
You meet Laguerre, his rival. Pikachu hates Ash at first. They like takes the first episode from the bond.
Oh really?
Yeah.
How?
Pikachu won't go in his ball.
Look at that character development.
It's hard.
I wonder why they chose Pikachu, because like they had like 152 Pokemon at that point, right? And they chose
151.
Okay.
I had to correct Kate too. She's like, there were like what, 175? And I was like, no, it's 150. And then Mew made 151.
Is Mewtwo 152 then?
No, Mewtwo is part of the 150.
Then why is Mew 151?
Because he's the only one you can't get in the games at all unless you go to a special event. They used to download it on your cartridge. You can't catch a Mew. There's no Mew in Red and Blue. You have to like go.
So, but Mewtwo is?
Yeah.
But you can't catch him either.
You can. Mewtwo's in the game. You can catch him. That's why I always say my... Well, I usually got lots of Master Balls with that one
glitch. The
but
glitch.
Otherwise, when I don't use the glitch, I save my Master Ball for Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
He's like the hardest to catch. He's the most legendary, the legendary Pokemon in the original.
And now he's just a nobody.
I wonder
if he's even in the new games.
Probably not. Oh, he used to be in... He's in the latest Smash Brothers, right? And by latest, I mean Wii. He was in GameCube, but not
right.
Wii, right?
Yeah, because they replaced him with Lucario.
Mewtwo's way cooler than that. Mewtwo was a bad... That movie was badass. The first Pokemon movie?
I don't think it was. I think...
It wasn't when we were younger.
How was... How was episode one? Was it awful?
No, it was awful. I would watch this the whole series.
Well, let's back up. Anime. Let's back up. I don't know about the whole series. How long? How many episodes is it?
52 or something. That's the original series. This is the Indigo, like the original land, and then they have one for Silver and one like. Right now there's a series called Pokemon X.
It's still on? They're still making episodes?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
That's fucking Pokemon. It's still big. I own the most recent Pokemon game. X or Y. I think I own X. Whichever one had the cool looking Pokemon on the cover is always the one I choose. Which is how I ended up with Pokemon Red as my first one. Meowth is not catchable. He's not in Pokemon Red.
Didn't you just trade for him?
Yeah, I had to trade for him. But, I got it because I thought you had to get red to get Charizard. And I was like, I want my Charizard.
You started with Charmander?
Always.
The hardest Pokemon to start with?
Yeah, but he's the coolest.
He ends up the best, but he's hardest to start with. I believe that's how it went.
Yeah, because both water and plants are able to beat Brock easier than fire.
And also, I think like Charmander's actually like weaker.
Is he when he's...
Yeah, but then like Charizard's the strongest when he's strong.
He's definitely the coolest. Char at any level.
Blastoise has giant water cannons on his back.
I do like Squirtle. Squirtle's
Squirtle,
cute.
Squirtle, squirt! Oh, God.
Pika! Pika, Pika!
The amount of, like, information I've retained about Pokemon is insane.
Right? Star Wars, that stuff's the same way.
Like, why? But, like, I'm surprised it has been pushed out of my brain.
Well, probably it's stuck in our brain during formative years of growing up. Instead of doing weed and stuff at that age, like our peers, or cigarettes, we got, which stunted people's growth, we got fucking Pokemon stuck in our brain.
Which stunted our brain growth.
We're definitely in a state of arrested development due to Pokemon.
The synapse path for Pokemon are so ingrained in our brain that they'll be there forever.
Gotta catch them all. I kept trying to name them before Kate did when you see the different wild Pokemon and...
In episode one?
Yeah.
I can't believe... You should really watch that whole series.
I'll do it with her, but I wouldn't do it alone.
You wouldn't? No.
But I think I suggested that we should watch it once we finish Attack on Titan, which we have like two more episodes
now. Speaking of Attack on Titan...
It's Netflix.
Netflix is... It's
popular on Netflix.
It's under the list on popular on Netflix.
Isn't that crazy?
Apparently it's... Must be good.
She got recommended to her by one of her... peons or minions at work. A guy that I hired.
Maybe he just saw it on the popular on Netflix tab and then he watched it.
Now maybe.
Because, I don't know.
That surprises
me. I'm surprised it's all popular.
An anime is that, yeah. It is real, like I said, it's a really cool story. But it is, unlike Pokemon, it's subtitled, which in a way is better, but you have to be willing to read all 25 episodes.
How far are you guys?
We finished episode 23 last night.
Oh, you're almost
done. 24 and 25.
You have to count. Are you recommending
it? I recommend it.
Do you?
It's actually pretty
good. It has the Nick Doll.
I don't like anime.
Seal of approval.
I wasn't a fan of the first few episodes because I'm like, I'll watch anime for my girlfriend.
Well, do
but
you not like
I
anime?
I love it now.
Do you not like anime or is that just a preconceived notion you have?
It's a preconceived notion. I mean, like when I was a kid, like Speed Racer, Pokemon, Outlaw Star in middle school, sure, but she showed me a different anime, one of her favorites, and I was like, ugh. Pass.
You passed on it?
We watched an episode, and I was like, this one isn't for me.
Yeah, but you thought the same one about this one, and then you...
I stuck with
stuck
it.
Stuck with it.
And then it was good.
Just saying. Maybe you're an anime fan.
Maybe. I like animation. Wall of silence. One other thing I want to bring up. Pete Holmes, again, one
really?
Of my favorite.
Is this going to come up
one
every
favorite
time?
Favorite
bring it up every
podcaster
time.
And second favorite podcaster.
Every time.
He was talking with Moshe Kasher, who's a comedian, who's the second time on the show. They were discussing Christ-type figures, and he compared Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock to a Christ-like figure in the way that...
What?
Like God, he could like spot... anything about, like, you know, I mean, like, he'll notice anything about you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I mean, there's obviously the death and the resurrection thing going on. Cool. But also, he judges, but he doesn't actually judge. I mean, like, he sees things, but he doesn't judge because he's a psychopathic or whichever one. I forgot. sociopathic or psychopath?
Sociopath.
Sociopath. He's a sociopath.
Are the same thing.
Are they the same thing?
Sociopath is just the more the newer or
term for it.
More PC term.
And he always says he's a high functioning sociopath, but in that way, he's, even though he can look at you and spot anything, he's not actually judging you because he doesn't care.
So
he
he's not that Christ figure.
No, he is, because it's like
God is judging.
Well, yeah, but it's like everyone can come into the kingdom of heaven. Like, turn the other cheek shit. I guess I don't remember.
Are you trying to decide if you agree with it or
I
not?
I did agree with it.
You did?
But I guess I can't remember why.
You're like, the argument I'm making is not that good.
So I'm like, wait. Yeah, Christ didn't judge. He was cool. He was like, wash my feet.
As long as you asked him to forgive
me on my journey.
As long as you asked for his forgiveness.
I would ask for Sherlock's forgiveness.
I'm sorry, Sherlock.
Oh, I guess one of the comparisons is, like, he doesn't necessarily want to work with Scotland Yard. Just like Jesus, like, I don't know. Whatever. Jesus wasn't with the other bros.
I mean, I guess you could stretch it out. You could make it stretches to that.
Did I show you the Jesus Key and Peele sketch? Where Mary Magdalene's washing his feet, and then her pimp shows up.
No.
And she's... Saint... No, it's like... Galileroy is his name. And he mistakes Jesus for a pimp. He's like, I'm going to go with Jesus now. Jesus says we don't need things. He's like, how many people you got? Like, he's like, Jesus has 12 followers. It's funny. Galileroy.
That show is weird.
And then he lets him slap the other cheek and all that shit. He pimp slaps him several times. He slaps him. And then Jesus, played by Peele, pulls his hair back and turns the other cheek. He's like, you've got to be fucking kidding. What's this dude's problem? I love that show.
You certainly seem to.
First two seasons are free on Amazon Instant. I mean, Amazon Plus? No.
It's not free.
Prime.
They're just on
My Amazon. Prime membership's ending that I wastefully bought with my credit card days. It ends in March. I'm not going to renew it, obviously.
You're going to have to go stick with Netflix?
I do. I have Netflix and Hulu Plus.
Ah. So you'll have
two $7.99 services. So.
How much is Prime?
It's actually probably cheaper. It's like $80 for the year. You have to pay up front, but I think it's cheaper overall. And they do have tons of great stuff on there. I mean, they have their original programming and different movies that the other ones don't have. And
well, I still haven't seen Hulu or Amazon make as good of original programming.
Oh, Netflix easily takes the cake for original programming.
Because they just have so much more money to dump into it than those two have. They're just like, Kevin Spacey? Yeah, all right, we can do that.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you even want to. Well, I guess I wouldn't because I hated that Clone Wars movie so much. But every season of Clone Wars is on Netflix Instant Play now. All six seasons.
Really? Is that show over?
Yeah, the final season is not even going to be aired on TV. It's just going to be on Netflix. Even though George Lucas promised 100 episodes, no matter how our ratings are.
How many episodes did they get to? That's got to be close to 100.
Let's see, six. Yeah, well, I wonder how long this probably is. 100 it's episodes. Over 100, probably, if it's actually a full 22 episode
season. I feel
like
that show was super popular, based on the amount of crap for it we sold from Target.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's just keeping the brand alive so that you can keep selling their toys. But those toys have been, Star Wars toys have been on the shelf, like, since 1977.
Yeah.
It's the brilliance of Lucas.
Marketing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, taking money from that end, too. A lot of people give up the toy rights. Plus, there weren't a lot of toys based on movies at the time. He's back. Like, Star Wars lunchboxes, action figures, cars,
sheets.
I had a tent before I ever liked Star Wars. My grandma, the little tent you set up. Did you ever play in that with me?
I don't recall that.
We played Doctor in there. It was a Return of the Jedi tent. It had Ewoks and shit on it. And I didn't even know what Star Wars was at that age.
I don't think I ever saw that tent.
You wouldn't recognize it. It was a little tiny thing you'd play in probably when we first... maybe I was too big to play in it by the time I met you in first grade. Now, when you're first grade, you're tiny.
Doesn't mean we played in the tent. Just because we're the right size for the tent, so we must have played in the tent.
It was cool. It was like, I'm going to crawl in the tent.
Like, hang out in the tent.
It was like a teepee.
Do nothing.
It was a teepee, not a tent.
Wow, that's a low quality tent.
Why, you don't like Native American tents?
What do you say? What are you trying to say?
It's just what you just unfold it almost like an umbrella. <It's
sad. laughs> You just pop. Your parents just pop. Whoop! Actually, it was just an umbrella. Your parents just made you think it would.
Just... Hang out in the tent, Nick. Hold it above yourself. It's a teepee. Woo! This is what it sounded like that age.
Woo! Look at my tent!
Anyway, that maybe brings this episode to a close.
All right.
Do you have any final comments? Concerns? Questions?
I don't think so.
Awesome. Well, this has been Breaking Geek. And as we say every week, you remember the close-up?
Yeah, I remember now.
Let's try and say it at the same time.
Right. Do the do! Do!